This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi. We hope you enjoy today's offering selected by Ilya Kaminsky, author of Deaf Republic, Poem A Day guest editor for the month of December, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
Hello, my name is Lee Young Lee. I'm going to read this poem called Big Clock. When the big clock at the train station stopped, the leaves kept falling, the trains kept running, my mother's hair kept growing longer and blacker, and my father's body kept filling up with time. I can't see the year on the station's calendar. We slept under the stopped hands of the clock until morning, when a man entered carrying a ladder. He climbed up to the clock's face and opened it with a key. No one but he knew what he saw. Below him, the mortal faces went on passing toward all compass points. People went on crossing borders, buying tickets in one time zone and setting foot in another, crossing thresholds, sleep to waking and back, waiting room to moving train and back, war zone to safe zone and back, crossing between gain and loss, learning new words for the world and the things in it, forgetting old words for the heart and the things in it, and collecting words in a different language for those three primary colors, staying, leaving, and returning. And only the man at the top of the ladder understood what he saw behind the face, which was neither smiling nor frowning. And my father's body went on filling up with death until it reached the highest etched mark of his eyes and spilled into mine. And my mother's hair goes on, never reaching the earth. Well, what to say about this poem? It's an attempt, I suppose, to understand time, you know, the nature of time, and it seems to me that maybe each of these stanzas in the poem is a figure of time, on the one hand, and on the other hand, a figure for eternity. I'm not sure if I've successfully communicated that. And I don't mean communicate it in terms of subject matter or narrative or anything like that, but something like communicated that in what the language might inspire, what the language might inspire in the reader, the images, the ideas, but even more than images and ideas, which is all kind of in the head, but something maybe at a cellular level of understanding, a kind of a logic beyond our diurnal logic. You know, this poem, in a way, is a very big failure, and it fails on many levels. I think what every great poem has to do is it has to solve many problems. And these problems are problems that plague human beings. I want to say since the beginning of time, but is that true? And did something change with the advent of the written word? I don't know. You know, maybe I should start over.
Poem a Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem a Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.